But I wonder if you've ever been to the fairground where you see those strange shaped mirrors.
你大家有冇去過一啲嘅遊樂場嗰度咧？嗰啲有啲哈哈鏡咧。
They make your nose look like a cucumber.
佢哋睇你睇嗰啲鏡嘅時候咧，個鼻都好似大到好似一個黃瓜咁樣樣嘅。
Your chin stick out like a melon.
咁你個下巴咧就大到咧好似一個蜜瓜一樣。
Or at least it makes it seem more like that than normal.
但係即係好似至少好似即係誇張咗好似。
That is how the people of God,
一樣,
or at least it makes it seem more like that than normal.
但係即係好似至少好似即係誇張咗好似。
That is how the people of God were seeing people of God were seeing their God.
呢個咧就係神嘅子民點樣去睇神。
They were saying God is unfair.
佢哋話神係不公平嘅。
Look at verse 3.
大家睇第三節。
Verse 2. They said this, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge.
他們說呢,父親吃了酸葡萄,兒子的牙酸倒了。
They were saying, our fathers have done all the wrong and we are taking all the consequences.
他們就說呢,我們的父親呢,就做了一切的錯事,現在我們呢,就要承受這個惡果。
They're saying that God's dealings were not fair.
他們就說神呢,對他們是不公平的。
And secondly, they were saying God is very impatient.
第二方面咧，佢哋就讲神咧对佢哋咧系好唔容忍嘅。
He's quick to condemn.
佢系好快咧就去话佢哋错。
He seems to prefer to curse us than to bless us.
神咧好似喜欢去咒助多过喜欢去祝福。
Now God sets out his response in this chapter.
喺一章嘅经文里边咧，神咧就将佢嘅回应咧。摆咗出嚟
，and he does it by way of a picture。
咁佢咧就用一幅图画嚟到去做呢个嘅解释。
He sets out a picture of a family with three generations: a grandfather, father, and a son。
佢呢度咧讲到一个家庭，一个家庭咧有祖父啦，有父亲啦，有儿子啦。
And he comes to each of the generations and he examines them。
咁佢咧就逐每一代佢睇嚟到去。去睇佢哋
，and he applies the same measure to each generation。
咁佢就用同一個方式嚟到去量度每一個嘅代嘅人。
He gives a list of 13 serious sins, but they can be summarized into 4 areas。
咁佢咧就講咗有13種唔同嘅罪，咁呢13種唔同嘅罪可以分做四個大類。
Let's look at God's challenge for a short while。
我哋睇下神嘅對佢哋嘅挑戰。
Verse 6.
第六節
In the first great area is the issue of idols.
第一個大類呢就是偶像的問題
He says, he has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has he lifted up his eyes to the idols.
這裡呢他說人呢就說他未曾在山上吃過祭偶像之物未曾仰望以色列家的偶像
And in Israel, the mountains were places where the pagan shrines were kept.
依、这個喺以色列嚟講咧，嗰、那個山咧就係佢哋將嗰啲偶像擺放啲偶像嘅地方。
Now friends, as you know, Hong Kong is filled with idols.
大家都各位朋友，大家知道香港咧係充滿著偶像嘅。
Every street,
每一個街道啦。
Almost every shop, it seems.
每一個差唔多每一個鋪頭啦。
Has its idols.
都有一啲偶像喺度。
So much fruit, so much incense, so much flowers.
有擺放咁多嘅這個生果啦，咁多嘅香燭啦，咁多嘅花卉啦。
And we often say in our hearts, "Wow, this is something silly. It's childish."
好多時候我哋心裏就諗呢啲好兒戲啫，好傻嘅嘢嚟嘅啫。
It gives some comfort, perhaps, to the superstitious or to the old or to the sick.
我俾嗰啲迷信嘅人啦，俾嗰啲年紀大嘅人啦，或者俾嗰啲有病嘅人，可能有少少嘅安慰。
But who would ever really believe in one of those idols?
但係邊個真真正正相信呢啲係偶像嘅咧
？We often say it's a silly thing, it's a childish thing.
所以好多時候我哋話呢啲係好傻嘅一啲嘢，好細路嘅一啲嘅嘢。
But that is not how God sees it at all.
但係呢個唔係神去睇呢件事嘅睇法。
And we can see that from the very strong words that God uses in this passage.
咁我哋睇從呢段嘅經文裏面睇到神咧，係用咗一啲好強嘅字眼嚟到去講到呢件事情。
For example, at the end of verse 12,
或者舉個例咧，就喺第十二節嘅最後嗰 部分。
He describes idols as an abomination, something he hates.
呢度讲到咧，呢啲嘅偶像咧系一个可憎嘅。
And the very word used for idol in this passage, some say, is related to the word for dung or manure.
呢度咧讲到呢个偶像呢个字咧，有啲人就话系同呢一啲嘅粪便咧系有关嘅。
These are things that stink in the nose of God.
呢啲咧就喺神面前咧系臭嘅。
And that for two reasons.
有两个原因。
They replace the glory of the holy, the perfect God with an image.
第一方面咧，就係、是、人咧就將呢一個完全嘅完美嘅神咧，就用一個嘅偶像嚟代替咗。
Can you imagine, friends, what would happen if the North Korean president came to Beijing on a visit?
嗱，我哋可以試想一下，假設呢個北韓嘅領導人咧，去到北京嚟到探訪。
And as a special act of politeness, the Chinese state put pictures of him all around Beijing.
咁咧。中國嘅領導人咧，就因為要尊重佢嘅緣故咧，就將佢嘅相咧周圍都擺曬喺度。
And underneath each picture, the caption, "This is the glorious leader of North Korea."
咁喺幅相嘅下低咧，就寫住咧，依個咧就係北韓嘅偉大嘅領導人。
Can you imagine how the leader of North Korea would feel if the day before he came, some South Koreans changed the picture for Mickey Mouse?
咁咧，你可唔可以想象咧佢？或者到訪之前一日咧，有啲南韓嘅人咧，就將佢嘅樣咧，就轉咗做米奇老鼠。
Here is Mickey Mouse all over Beijing。
咁喺北京嗰度咧，貼滿曬米奇老鼠嘅肖像。
And underneath our glorious leader。
就話咧，依個咧就係我哋偉大嘅領導人。
I think there could be war。
咁我相信咧，可能會打仗啊咁樣。
What would you think if the Saudi Arabian king went to Washington？
如果一個沙地阿拉伯嘅王。他走咗去華盛頓。
And the protesters put up a face of a smiling pig, saying, "The King of Saudi Arabia."
咁嗰啲示威嘅人咧就放出一個豬嘅樣，然後就話咧，依一個就係沙地阿拉伯嘅王。
I think the Americans might have to do without their cars for a while, don't you?
咁啊，相信咧，呢個美國人咧，可能咧就可能唔可以揸得車啦。
But here is an act of theft to God to make Him look small, to make Him look far less than He is.
如果我哋將神咧形象化，變咗一個比佢更少嘅一樣嘢嘅時候咧
，It's a great act of theft。
呢個係一個好大嘅一個偷竊。
It's a great demeaning of God。
呢個係將神咧係去降低。
And secondly, it injures the worshipper。
亦都傷害嗰啲拜佢嘅人。
It blinds them and it misleads them。
呢啲係令到敬拜嘅人咧係盲目。同埋引錯誤嘅引導佢哋。
It gives them a dangerous comfort.
俾佢有一個好危險嘅安慰。
I work as a doctor in a kidney hospital.
我喺一個醫院度咧做一個腎科嘅醫生。
And quite often our patients, when they know they have to start artificial kidney treatment, dialysis.
當佢哋要去接受呢一個。一個嘅洗腎嘅時候咧
，They look around for other ways of dealing with the problem。
佢好多時咧，佢哋要揾另外一個方法去處理呢個問題。
And some crooks will say to them, "Here, just take herbs instead of having dialysis."
咁有啲嘅騙子咧，就會對佢哋講話啊，你只要食呢啲草藥就得啦，唔需要去洗腎。
And it makes us very angry。
咁呢樣嘢令到我好唔開，好憤怒嘅。
Why do the doctors get so angry？
點解啲醫生咁憤怒咧
？Is it because we lose out on the money？
係咪我哋揾唔到錢咧
？No， because we can see the patients are being deceived。
但因為我哋咁憤怒，因為我哋知道呢啲病人係俾人欺騙咗。
It's a dangerous false comfort。
呢個係一個危險嘅，係一個假嘅，俾佢一個安心。
And sometimes it can kill。
有陣時會甚至令佢哋死亡。
God hates idols.
神憎惡偶像。
Even the pictures of the so-called pictures of Christ.
就算嗰啲你哋睇見所謂基督嘅畫像。
They're especially offensive to God.
呢啲喺神眼中都係憎惡嘅。
Now, friends, in Hong Kong, I think in Lantau Island, you have the fifth biggest idol of Buddha in the world.
大家喺知道喺大嶼山咧，你有全世界第五大嘅佛像。
It's a huge statue.
呢個係一個好大嘅像。
But I would suggest there are some bigger idols than that idol in Hong Kong.
但我想提出咧，就係話喺香港咧有一個比呢個更大嘅偶像。
And the second area that God deals with here is the issue of sex.
第二方面呢，神要處理的就是性的問題。
Now Christians often have accused of having an unhealthy attitude towards sexuality.
有些人呢就會說基督徒呢對這個性愛這個問題呢是有一些不健康不對的看法。
The world says, oh, those Christians, they want to ban it, they want to stop it.
有些個世界的人就說這些基督徒想制止這一切的東西。
They seem to think that sex is something evil in itself.
他們說呢基督徒呢就當性呢是一些是一個錯誤的東西。
But that is a quite wrong view of the Bible's view of sex.
但這個呢是一個錯誤的看法，聖經不是這樣說的。
The Bible regards sex as a very special gift.
聖經說呢，性呢是一個很特別的神的恩賜。
A very sacred gift.
是一個神所賜的恩賜。
And a great deal of the Bible is given over to its proper use.
在聖經裡面很多的篇幅都是用來教導我們怎樣去用這件事。
But let me ask you this morning, friends.What would you think? What would you think?
我想問大家一個問題，你會怎麼想呢？
If you saw a man eating his lunch from the road,
如果你見了一個人在一個地那裡來到吃他的午餐，
off the surface of the road,
在一個地下那裡擺了午餐在一個地那裡然後去吃，
What do you think of a person who always insisted on eating their meat or their fish without cooking it?
或者有些人呢，吃他的魚或者吃他的肉呢，是永遠都不煮熟的。
What would you think of a child who went to the drains or the toilets to drink their water?
你有一個細路呢，走去那個污水那裡，或者一個廁所那裡飲水呢？
You said dirty.
你說這個很髒喎。It's
dangerous.
很危險喎。
It's unhealthy.
不健康啊。
Exactly, friends.
這個就是個主意一樣的原因啦。
Marriage is like a protection, like a hedge around the family.
这个婚姻呢就是一个保障，好像是一个围栏围绕着家庭一样。
And sex outside of marriage defiles the spirit and defiles the body.
在婚姻以外的性行为呢，就是令到婚姻呢是受到污染，亦都受到我们身体受到污染。
It makes us coarse, it makes us like the animals.
令到我们好像动物一样。
It weakens the conscience.
亦都影响到削弱我哋嘅良知。
It sears, it burns the sensitivity of the spirit.
亦都伤害我哋个灵嘅一个敏锐嘅能力。
And it hardens the heart.
亦都令到我哋嘅心咧刚硬。
Now, friends, the United Kingdom and the United States of America have been great leaders by God's grace in the past.
各位朋友，英國和美國呢就曾經在以前的日子裏面，神是用他們作為領導的。
Leaders in industry and in technology and in finance.
在這個的工業啦，在這個科技啦，同埋在這個的金融方面作為領導。
But I am ashamed to say today Britain is a leader in something very different.
但我真係好慚愧同大家講，今日呢英國呢佢嘅帶領係喺另外一方面。
Britain is a leader in Europe in teenage pregnancies.
佢係帶領佢喺佢哋嘅一個嘅青少年咧，佢哋嘅懷孕率咧係全歐洲最高嘅。
Britain is a leader in Europe in child criminals.
佢哋嘅一個兒童嘅犯罪嘅犯案嘅數字咧，亦都係全歐洲最高嘅。
And Britain today is a leader in sexually transmitted diseases.
他們在這個性病那裡也是最高的。
If Hong Kong follows Britain as it already is doing in its culture and in its music and in its entertainment,
如果我們香港跟從英國這樣，在我們 的文化那裡，在我們的音樂那裡，在我們的娛樂那裡，
It will reap the same fruit as we are reaping ourselves.
我們就會你們就會得到同樣好像英國那樣得到的惡果。
In fact, I see you already beginning to reap it.
我亦都看見你們開始其實已經承受這些惡果。
Families ripped apart.
家庭被扯開。
Children wounded.
兒女受傷害。
And divorces rising.
離婚率一路的升高。
The Bible says, flee fornication.
聖經說我們要逃避這些的污穢。
Let me ask you, friends, this morning, what have you done with your eyes, with your thoughts, with your heart?
各位朋友，你对你用你的眼睛、你的心，到底做了什么事呢？
What have you done with your hands and your words this week?
你的心、你的手、你的 言語你做過啲咩嘢呢？
Is your heart pure before God?
你嘅心係咪喺神面前係完全潔白嘅呢？
The third great area of sin, the second great idol is money.
第三個呢度講第三個大嘅類別，亦都係咧最大第二個最大偶像就係咩咧？就係金錢，就係錢財。
Look at verse 8.
我哋睇第八節。
He that has not given forth upon usury, neither taken any increase, but has withdrawn his hand from iniquity.
未曾向借錢的弟兄取利，也未曾向借糧的弟兄多要。
And again, the end of verse 7, has given his bread to the hungry and has covered the naked with a garment.
第七節那裡呢，就是說呢，就未曾搶奪人的物件，將食物給飢渴的人吃，將衣服給赤身的人穿。
What a great shock we've had in the West.
在西方我們有一個很大的震驚。
The great pillars, the great supports of our structure, of the society have collapsed like sandcastles.
那個支撐著一個社會的一些棟樑呢，就好似一個沙堆咁樣，而家全部都崩潰。
One great bank that was called the Rock collapsed like rotten wood.
一個大嘅銀行啊，好似叫做石頭嘅銀行咧，就跌咗落嚟。
I wonder, are you chasing after money for its own sake?
你係咪喺度為著要金錢嘅緣故去追逐呢個金錢咧
？Running after gain, running after gain, after profit.
取利咧？
Earning money to put it into a bag with a hole in?
是不是賺取錢然後放在一個袋子，這個袋子是穿洞的呢？
Chasing after things that never satisfy the heart?
我們是不是去追逐一些永遠不能夠滿足我們的心的事情呢？
Has your heart got that infection of a fever to acquire new things?
你的心是不是好像有一個傳染病一樣，一定要買一些新的東西呢？
God knows our thoughts, He knows our hearts.
神知道我們的心，神知道我們的思維。
He knows every intention and thought, and he weighs them and he sifts them.
神是知道我們想的是什麼，然後祂就會量度我們。
But you know, friends, if I wanted to reveal your heart this morning to the whole congregation, I could do it very easily.
各位朋友，如果我要將你的心在大家的眾人面前打開，我都是很容易的。
I could take your bank statement and put it on the table here for us all to read.
我可以將你的銀行的存摺呢擺出來，大家可以看到。
What are your priorities with your money?
你怎樣去用你的錢呢？你的用錢 的考慮是怎樣的呢？
Do you have a heart for the poor?
你有沒有對那些窮的
for the naked,
你有關心呢？
For the needy?
有沒有對那些沒衫著的人去關心他們呢？
Or is all you spend for self?
你是不是所有的錢都用在你自己身上呢？
The fourth great area of sin is injustice.
第四個大犯罪的大類呢，就是不公平，不公。
The chasing after bribes, the chasing after corrupt gain.
就去你去追逐這些的貪污。
And one very simple example of this is gambling.
有一個最好的例子呢，就是賭博。
Or the lottery.
或者去買一些的獎券。
The trying to gain money for no labour at other people's expense.
你去賺取一些金錢是不需要勞力的，亦都是要起人哋嘅代價，要人哋要付出代價的。
I wonder this morning, friends, are we givers or takers?
我哋是一些施予的人呢，還是我哋一些經常就係攞支取的人呢？
Are we carers or are we snatchers?
我哋一些關心的人呢，還是我哋只係去搶奪的人呢？
Now God lays out.Secondly, his just dealings with his people.
神呢將佢與對人嘅公義嘅行為咧喺度擺喺我哋面前。
He shows them the principles of the way that he operates.
呢度咧，神講出佢點樣去施行佢嘅工作嘅。
Look at verse 4.
我哋睇第四節。
Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die.
呢度话看啊，世人都是属我的，为父的怎样属我，为子的也照样属我。犯罪的，他必死亡。
And he sets out the same principle again in verse 20 and verse 30.
喺第二十节同埋第三十节嗰度咧，佢亦都将呢个同样嘅原则咧摆放喺我哋面前。
Do you realize, friends, sin is a matter of life and death?
大家知唔知道罪就係令到我哋生與死嘅咧
？Sin leads to death。
罪就令我哋死亡。
Iniquity leads to ruin。
我哋犯罪咧，就係令到我哋去敗壞。
First of all, by its inward corrupting effects on the spirit。
第一咧，令到我哋嘅靈咧，係喺內部咧，係去毀，係去腐敗。
And secondly, by the way that God actively curses and punishes sin.
第二方面咧，就係神咧係主動嘅嚟到去咒助同埋去懲罰罪惡。
How does God then deal with sin?
咁神點樣去對付罪呢
？First of all, He deals with us soul by soul, person by person.
佢係點樣對罪咧？佢係逐個人逐個人咁樣去處理個問題。
The soul that sins, it shall die.
每一个犯罪的人，他必死亡。
And secondly, he says he will judge each one according to his own ways.
佢亦都系去照着我哋所行嘅，按照我哋所行嘅嚟到去审判我哋。
There are no favorites.
神系唔会俾某啲人咧有啲嘅着数嘅。
There's no family advantage.
亦都冇对某啲嘅家庭有着数嘅。
It's no value to have righteous parents. It's your record that will be judged.
你對如果你的家人咧係好公義嘅，對你冇用嘅，因為你係要受神嘅審判。
And if you look at verse 24,
如果你睇第二十四節咧
，He tells us something else。
佢亦都話到，神亦都話俾我聽第二幾。
When the righteous turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity，
義人若轉離義行而作罪孽
，and does according to the abominations that the wicked man does， shall he live？
照著惡人所行一切可憎的事而行。
All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned.
所有佢他所行嘅一切义都不被纪念。
Some people have the idea that there's a kind of balance at the day of judgment.
有啲人咧有咁嘅睇法，就系话咧喺被审判嘅日子里边咧，有一个平衡喺度嘅。
Good things will be weighed against bad things.
嗰啲好嘅事情咧就会。同呢啲唔好嘅事情咧，大家去被平衡。
As though we have to get a certain exam score to be able to pass into heaven.
好似我哋要考試，考到某一個成績，然後我哋可以進天國。
But that's a completely wrong notion.
但係呢個係一個完全錯誤嘅睇法。
God's law is like a glass, like a mirror.
神嘅律法咧，就好似一面鏡子。
One sin and the whole thing is gone.
一你犯一個罪咧。整體都冇曬，整樣嘢都爛曬。
One crack and the whole thing is ruined.
一個裂紋咧，就整塊玻璃都會毀壞。
Oh, friends, the little good that we do is swallowed up by the bad.
我哋做嘅少少嘅所謂好處咧，都俾啲壞嘅嘢咧，完全嘅冚住曬。
Our righteousness are as filthy rags.
我哋嘅義咧就好似污穢嘅衣服一樣。
And there's no one righteous, not one.
係我冇一個義人，世上冇一個義人，一個都沒有。
The one who says I trust in my own righteousness, in my own goodness, even though there's some sin there, he'll die.
一個話我相信我自己嘅公義，相信我自己嘅好處嘅，只有少少罪，佢都會死亡。
So given that God's judgment is so strict, where is the hope for us sinners? Where is the hope for us?
如果神既然係咁嚴厲嘅，對罪咁嚴厲嘅，咁我哋犯罪嘅人有咩希望呢
？Now the answer is found in a word. Not in this particular chapter, but it is found extensively in this book of Ezekiel.
個答案咧喺一個字嗰度，呢個字咧喺一章嘅經文裏面冇出現，但喺以西結書咧係經常出現嘅。
It's a simple word, altar.
呢個就係祭壇。
Now we don't have a visible altar at Grace Church.
喺我哋呢個教會裏邊咧，我哋睇唔到有一個祭壇。
But the idea of an altar is something very important in the Bible.
但係祭壇咧喺聖經來講是一個很重要的一個原則。
What is an altar?
什麼是一個祭壇呢?
It's a meeting place.
是一個相遇的地方。
It's a place of contact with God.
是一個與神接觸的地方。
It's an open door into his presence.
就是在進到神的面前的一道打開的門。
But did you know an altar is first and foremost a place of justice?
但大家知不知道祭壇其實最主要、最重要嘅，仲係一個咩咧？係一個公義嘅地方。
First and foremost, it's a place of judgment.
最重要嘅仲係咩咧？呢個祭壇就係一個審判嘅地方。
Why is that?
點解呢
？Here comes a sinner in the Old Testament with his offering to the altar.
喺舊約裏邊，一個罪人帶住佢嘅奉 祭物嚟到呢一个祭坛面前。
He comes up with his animal, with a sheep or a goat.
佢带咗佢嘅动物，无论系羊或者山羊。
He lays his hands on the animal's head.
佢摆脚嘅手喺嗰个羊嘅动物嘅头上面。
He confesses his sins one by one over the animal.
佢就一一嘅承认佢嘅罪。
And then he hands it to the priest.
咁佢将呢只羊呢个动物交俾呢个祭司。
And then the priest takes his offering and he kills it.
祭司接纳佢呢一个嘅祭物，然后就杀咗呢个动物。
At the altar.
喺一个嘅祭坛上面。
Don't you see what's happening?
大家睇唔睇到呢个发生嘅事情系咩一件一回事？
The man says, "This is me."
呢个人话：呢个就系我。
This is my sin.
呢个就系我嘅罪。
I'm the one who deserves to die.
我就系应该要死嘅人。
Oh Lord, receive this instead of me.
神啊，你接受呢一个祭物。来到代替我啦。
Take my punishment and lay it on this poor animal.
将惩罚我嘅，你去惩罚呢个可怜嘅动物啦。
When the priest takes that animal and kills it,
当个祭司攞咗呢个动物，然后杀咗之后咧
，He says, "Lord, let this judgment be done instead of the judgment to come."
就系佢就对神话：神啊，愿呢一个你呢个审判而家就临到，就唔好将来再来。
And you see, friends, here is the hope for us as sinners to come to the altar of God.
各位朋友啊，我哋作为罪人嘅，我哋嘅盼望，我哋希望就系咩？就系我哋嚟到神嘅祭坛前面。
Here is what the Lord Jesus has done.
呢个就系耶稣基督主耶稣基督所做嘅。
He stood in our place for sin.
佢代替咗我哋成为罪。
He was made our sin.
他就是成为我们的罪。
He suffered the anger and the justice of God.
他是代替了我们承受了神的震怒和审判。
And if we seek him.
如果我们寻找他。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our altar.
主耶稣基督就是我们的祭坛。
He is our open door.
他们就是我们的打开的门。
And in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ,
在十字架上面，我们的主耶稣基督，
We see God's strict justice,
我们看见神 的绝对的公义，
and his great willingness to bless and to receive us.
也都看见神是何等的愿意去祝福和接受我们。
Now, thirdly, God calls us and commands us in this chapter.
第三方面呢，神呢也都是去呼召我们和 去给条命令我们。
Look at verse 23.
我们看第33节。
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Verse 23.
第23节那里说呢，主耶和华说，恶人死亡岂是我喜悦的么？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活么？
Here is God's invitation to us.
这个就是神对我们的邀请。
Here is God's call, His plea to us.
这个就是神的呼召，神的恳求。
And in verse 22, he says something very special, very remarkable.
在第22节那里，他说了一些很特别的，很值得我们留意的地方。
Look at what he says at the beginning of verse 22, and his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned to him.
第22节那里说，他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念。
They shall not even be remembered, so says the Hebrew.
在希腊文那里呢，讲得很清楚，就是都不被纪念。
Now, Israel objects when they hear this.
当以色列人听到这个时候呢，他们会反对的。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢？
The righteous man falls and he's condemned, and the wicked man repents and turns, and yet he's justified.
他说一个义人跌倒，他又被审判，而一个罪人呢，竟然他的罪可以得到赦免，他是在神面前是被称义。
Israel says, how can that be just? How can that be equal?
在以色列人来说呢，他们说这样怎么是公义呢？这样怎么是可能 是合理呢？
The only answer can lie in that other one, that substitute, that one who took the place of sinners and took our place.
那个我们的解释呢，就是说呢，个答案喺边度寻找咧？就系喺一个喺嗰位代替我哋嘅，取代我哋嘅地位嘅耶稣基督。
Here is an invitation to full pardon and to forgiveness.
呢个就系神邀请我哋得到完全嘅赦免，完全嘅洗净。
What will he do with our sin?
神点样去处理我哋嘅罪呢
？It won't be remembered at all.
神话这个都不被纪念。
He throws it into the sea of forgetfulness.
神呢就将佢我哋嘅罪咧抌咗喺一个遗忘嘅大海嗰度。
Separates it from us as far as the east is from the west.
将呢个罪咧与我哋分隔，好似东同埋西咁远。
Like a computer disk where you completely wipe it clean.
好似一个电脑嘅磁碟一样，你将佢完全嘅一切嘅资料洗晒。
And friends, here is God's great pleasure, His great delight.
这个就是神的最大的喜悦。
He has no delight in the death of the wicked.
神是对恶人的死亡是没有喜悦的。
No great pleasure in punishing.
神也不喜悦去惩罚他们。
And I want finally to think about this wonderful call, this invitation of God to us.
我们最后想看一看神这个的呼召，这个邀请。
First of all, this call is a command.
这个第一方面呢，这个呼召，这个邀请呢，其实是神一个的命令。
In verse 30, for example, he says, Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions.
第三十节那里，神说呢， 你要回头，离开所犯一切罪过。
This isn't given to some, it's given to all.
这个不是对某些人说的，这个是对所有人说的。
No one here is too vile, too dark, too sinful to come.
冇一个人咧系太犯得罪太多，罪太黑暗而唔可以回头嘅。
In fact, you know, God delights in dealing with difficult cases.
其实咧，神咧，你越困难嘅情况咧，神系越喜悦去处理。
Like someone who likes to clean up the dirtiest of dishes.
好似有啲人咧，中意咧越污糟嘅碟，佢越中意去抹干净佢。
Look at Mary Magdalene.
睇下马抹大拉嘅玛利亚。
Steeped in sin.
佢喺沉醉喺罪嘅里边。
How she was changed by the grace of Christ.
靠着耶稣基督嘅恩典，佢点样去改？佢点样改变咗咧？睇下扫罗
，full of murder, full of cursing and blasphemy.
佢满着谋杀，满着呢一个咒诅，满着去侮辱神。
God loves to take Satan's masterpieces and turn them into His own.
神咧喜悦将撒旦觉得系最佢最美丽嘅嘢咧，最好嘅嘢咧。轉做將佢改變過嚟，成為神自己嘅子民。
But for the very same reason that it is a command, you know, it's disobedience not to come.
但係因為呢一個係一個命令咧，如果我哋唔聽咧，我哋就係其實違背神嘅命令。
It's a great sin to break His law.
我哋去違背神嘅律法係一個好大嘅罪。
It's a great sin to take God's sacred commands and smash them.
我哋將神嘅聖潔嘅命令呢，如果我们是去打破了它，这个是一个很大的罪。
But how much more serious a thing it is to despise His mercy and His kindness.
但是我们如果忽略或者鄙视神的恩典的时候，这个何等大的罪。
Can you imagine a schoolboy, for example?
你可以想象一个学生
out with his friends on an outing with his teacher.
去跟同学和老师一起去旅行，出外旅行。
And the teacher says, "Don't go over the edge. Don't go near the edge."
个老师话咧，你唔好走去个悬崖嘅边缘啊。
And the silly schoolboy goes right near the edge and falls over the side.
咁佢就偏偏就走去嗰度而跌咗落去。
What a fool!
咁愚蠢嘅。
But how much more foolish when the teacher leans over to stretch out a hand for him and he says, "No, go away."
佢更加愚蠢就係當佢如果個老師伸隻手落去話你揸住我手我拉翻你上嚟咧，佢話佢對老師講話你走啦。
Can you imagine a criminal in the dock？
我哋你睇下一個喺個監牢裏邊嘅罪犯。
And as the judge says to him, "You wicked man, you go straight to prison."
佢喺一個嘅法庭嘅罪犯嘅被告嗰度咧，當嗰個法官話宣判的时候
What did he say?
He says, you're going straight to prison.
你要直接去个监狱那里，要坐监了。
And the criminal turns back, swears at him and curses at him.
那跟着这个罪犯呢就转头呢就去咒骂这个法官。
What an evil man.
这个是一个这么可恶的人。
When he's released from prison,
当他释放了，坐完监释放了。
And he's poor and he's on the streets.
他很穷，他在一个喺个瞓街嘅。
And the same judge comes to him when he's begging.
当佢喺度乞钱嘅时候，同一个法官咧走到佢面前。
Stoops down to give him some food or some money.
佢就 烏低，然後咧就俾啲食物俾佢，俾啲錢俾佢。
How much worse it is to curse and swear at him then？
如果你喺嗰陣時候再繼續去咒罵佢嘅時候，呢個係更加可怕嘅事情。
And don't you see that's exactly what we do when we refuse this command？
但係如果我哋去拒絕神呢一個咁嘅吩咐嘅時候咧，我哋其實做緊同樣嘅嘢。
It's one thing to reject God's law。
一方我哋去拒絕神嘅戒命咧，係一樣嘢啦。
But it's a much more serious thing to reject His mercy too。
但如果我哋去拒絕神嘅恩典嘅時候咧，呢個係憐憫嘅時候咧，呢個係何等嚴重嘅事情。
But how many are there here this morning？
今朝有當中我哋當中有幾多個人
？And you've broken His law。
我哋违背咗神嘅诫命。
You've hated His commandments。
我哋憎恶神嘅诫命。
But you've done something even worse。
但你做咗一样更可怕嘅事情。
You've despised His son。
你系去轻看佢嘅儿子。
You've trampled His son underfoot。
你用只脚去践踏佢嘅儿子。
You consider the cross something unclean。
你觉得神嘅十字架系一啲污秽嘅嘢。
You've scoffed at His kindness and His patience。
你对神对你嘅容忍，对你嘅恩慈咧，你系去鄙视。
Secondly, this command is something urgent。
第二方面咧，神呢一个嘅命令咧系紧急嘅。
Look at what he says in verse 31。
我哋睇下神喺第31节嗰度点样讲。
Throw away from you all your transgressions, cast them away。
神圣经话你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃。
Now let me ask the children this morning.
我想问一问我哋嘅小朋友。
What would you do if you had a big snake wrapped around your neck?
如果你有一条好大嘅蟒蛇咧缠住你个颈。
About to put his teeth into your neck.
就嚟要攞只牙咧咬落你条颈嗰度。
Would you say I'll wait till next week?
你会唔会话等清下个礼拜我哋先搞啦
？What would you do if you had a big hairy spider on your chest?
如果你有一隻好大嘅好多毛嘅蜘蛛喺你嘅心口嗰度
，I'll say that we can wait till next month。
啊，我下個月先算啦。
Of course not。
梗係唔可以啦。
What would you do if you had a big wasp on your nose？
如果你有一隻大嘅黃蜂喺你個鼻嗰度
，Sin is something urgent。
罪係一啲好重要、好急切要處理嘅事情。
The sins that we love, the sins that we play with。
我哋所喜爱嘅罪，我哋所玩弄嘅罪
，They're more poisonous than the poison of a snake or a wasp or a spider。
佢嘅毒性系比蛇嘅毒性，比一个黄蜂嘅毒性，比一个蜘蛛嘅毒性更毒。
They've killed millions。
已经杀咗千千万万嘅人。
You know the poison of sin is a sleeping poison。
罪嘅毒咧，係一個令我哋昏睡嘅毒。
It puts us to sleep。
佢令我哋麻醉。
It takes away the alarm。
佢將我哋嘅警覺性嚟到減低。
It's like a man who smashes the red light on his car。
係好似一個人咧，將佢嘅車嗰個紅燈咧打爛一樣。
And it says, "Oh, I don't need to worry anymore."
咁就話：哎呀，我唔使理啦，嗰啲紅燈就我都唔使理啦。
It's like the AIDS virus. When it invades the body, the first thing it does is knock out the defences.
就係好似艾滋病嘅病毒，佢第一樣嘢進入你身體裏邊咧，就係令到你身體嘅抵抗力完全失去。
Or like a clever burglar, when he comes into the house, first thing he does is switches off the alarm.
就係好似一個偷摸進入你屋企裏邊嘅賊一樣，佢第一樣嘢就將你嘅屋企嘅保安系統咧刪咗。
Don't put it off, friends. We need to deal with sin now.
我哋唔好去延遲，我哋現在要處理我哋罪嘅問題。
We need to seek Christ now.
我哋現在要去尋找耶穌基督。
We need to seek His mercy and His power now.
你要去現在要去尋找神嘅耶穌基督嘅憐憫。
You need to find out the truth and the reality of this message soon, not put it off.
你要而家要揾出我哋今日嘅信息嘅真實嘅。情況而不是 去遲些才考慮。
The third thing I want to say about this command is something very strange.
第三樣我想講咧，就係一啲比較可能覺得奇怪嘅事情。
Did you know this command is impossible?
你知唔知道依一個嘅吩咐依個命令咧，係我哋行冇辦法去遵行嘅咧
？By nature, we cannot obey it.
我哋憑我哋自己嘅個人嘅本性咧，我哋係唔會順從嘅。
Because sin makes us slaves.
因為罪咧，使我哋成為一個奴隸。
You say to me, "I'm not a slave."
你話俾我聽，
I'm a free man.
我唔係一個奴隸，我係一個自由人。
I'm a free woman.
我係一個自由嘅男人或者自由女人。
Oh no! From the morning you wake up to the morning, to the evening when you go to bed, you're a slave.
但係我話俾你聽，你由朝頭早起身嗰刻，至到你瞓覺嗰刻，你都係一個奴隸。
Bound up in the chains of sin.
你就係俾罪嘅鎖鏈所捆綁。
Like a puppet.
你好似一個被人扯線的公仔一樣，
held by the strings of desire，
就是被你的 你想做的事所操控，
following the pull of temptation，
就是你被你自己心裡的誘惑 所帶動。
By nature we're prisoners，
我們的本性就是我們原本是一 個囚犯，
chained up in our lusts，
我們被我們的私欲 所綁困綁住，
held in the chains of our love for money，
我哋俾一个我哋爱钱财嘅绳索所缠绕住。
Or like a fly caught up in a cobweb of lies，
就好似一个乌蝇俾一啲嘅网一个讲大话嘅网所困住。
How then can God command us？
神点样可以吩咐我哋去做呢样嘢
？How can God command us to do something impossible？
神為何要叫我們做一些我們不可能做的事呢？
Look at the Lord Jesus Christ.
我們看我們的耶穌基督。
Didn't he say to the man with the withered hand, stretch it out?
耶穌基督是不是對一 個手原本是壞了的人，你伸出你的手來了？
Didn't he say to the man with no eyes, come and follow me, walk?
他有沒有對一些完全的眼睛看不到的人說，你跟隨我，你走吧？
Didn't he say to the man with no legs, stand up?
他對一些的腳瘸腿的人说，你站起来吧，你站起身吧。
And all these miracles are a picture of his greater work.
这些所有这些神迹就是其实是一个图画，告诉我们主耶稣有更大的工作。
Think of Lazarus.
大家想想拉撒路。
Lying in the tomb.
在个坟墓那里睡在那里。
When Jesus said to him, come forth Lazarus.
当耶稣基督说，拉撒路你起来吧。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
You see, the fourth thing to say about this command is its repentance is God's free gift. It's His gracious gift to us.
我们的悔改就是神给我们最大的一个恩赐。
By nature, we can no more repent than a corpse can rise up from the grave.
我们凭着我们本性呢，我们是没办法能够悔改的，即正如呢一个死了的人呢不能够复活一样。
Ask a patient who's got a dying heart.
你对一个有个心脏衰竭嘅人，
Can he give himself a heart transplant?
佢可唔可以自己为自己做一个心脏嘅移植手术呢？
Can he do the operation by himself?
佢可唔可以自己去做呢个手术呢？
Take his heart out and put another one in?
将自己嘅心拎走，然后就摆另外一个心落自己身上咧？
No more can a sinner repent by nature.
我哋凭着我嘅本性咧，我哋一个罪人系唔能够悔改嘅。
But look at what God says here, verse 31.
但我哋睇第三十一节神所讲嘅说话。
In the second half,
第二个部分。
A new heart.
佢话我自作一个新心和新灵。